For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, good evening. Tonight's shiur is a refuah shalem to Avin Levenstein Bela. And I also would like to dedicate tonight's shiur le'iloi nishmas hakadoshim that perished in the terrible recent attack. Hashem yinkoim damam. May Hashem avenge their blood, their death, their senseless act, which we don't understand. And they are definitely the korbanos for our generation. And they had been as kabel, and immediately may we be zeichet to the geula when all of this will end. And we'll understand why all of this happened. If we don't now. It's on. Okay, this week's parsha is Vayetze. And Vayetze is always read in the month of Kislev, prior to Chanukah. Vayetze is unique in that there is not one open space in Parshas Vayetze, which we call Psuchos and Stumos. The entire Parsha is closed from beginning to end. All 148 Psukim are one Parsha. Rashi does not discuss it. The Balaturim mentions it. The Balaturim says the reason for this is because Yaakov is going into Golus. So this is a parsha of Golus. And the parsha begins with Yaakov going out of Eretz Yisrael and going into Golus, and it ends with Yaakov returning. He's coming back. The parsha begins with the Yaakov's encounter with the Beis HaMikdash, which it's interesting that he encounters the Beis HaMikdash as he's going out of Eretz Yisrael. And it ends with the story of Lavan and Yaakov making a treaty between each other and taking rocks and piling them, known as the Gilad, and using the pile of rocks as testimony that neither will harm each other. And the Torah elaborates about this Gal-Aid, which is unusual. Why is it so important to know all the details about this heap of rocks that Lavan, who we know didn't mean a word he said anyway, made with Yaakov? And the Svarim tell us that, like everything in Torah, there are many, many levels, many dimensions. There's pshat, and then there's the beneath the surface, beneath the pshat, there's remez, there's drush, and there's so, the secrets of the Torah. And the Svarim tell us that in the last parsha, the last topic of this parsha, which talks about the heap of stones, the Gal-Eid, Gilad, is where Lag BaOmer is hinted. The Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer is hinted here at the end of Parshas Vayetze. Gal is Lag. Gal means to reveal. Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai revealed the secrets of the Torah, the Soy, that which is beneath the Pshat, below the surface. What does that have to do with Chanukah? And we'll soon see that it has a lot to do with Chanukah, because Chanukah and Lag BaOmer are connected, very much so. This is discussed, the connection between Gal Eid and Lag BaOmer, by various tzaddikim, beginning with the Mittler Rebbe. He was the middle, he was called the middle rabbi. The Mittler Rebbe was the Admor HaEmsoi, Reb Doiv Ber, the son of the Balatanya, whose yahrzeit and birthday are this coming Shabbos, Tes Kislev. He discusses it. So does the Shem Yishmuel, the Sochet Shava. The Sochet Shava Rebbe in the Sefer discusses at length too how Gal Eid is connected to Lag BaOmer. He goes into detail and explains that Yaakov running away from Lavan is like Pesach, and between you have Pesach and Shavuos, and Lag BaOmer falls out between Pesach and Shavuos, and at the end of the parasha we arrive at the point of Lag BaOmer, as he discusses in his Sefer. But what does that have to do with the time we're in now? We're not in the month of Iyar now. It's not Lag BaOmer time now. Let's not get carried away. Obviously, we have a few months to go for that. And yet the Torah talks about Lag BaOmer here and hints to us Lag BaOmer at the end of Parshas Vayetze. And the fact that it's in Kislev, and Kislev is the month of Chanukah, which the month of Kislev, as we mentioned already, is the month in which that which is concealed becomes revealed. In fact, the whole Chanukah is all about that. The hidden jug of oil, which was under the ground for generations, perhaps, which was Munach b'chaysamay shel kohen gadol, which really was not supposed to be revealed at all. The Pach Shemen was supposed to stay there until Yemais HaMashiach, because that's what it really is. It's the oil of Yemais HaMashiach, and which Mashiach will be anointed with. But it was necessary because of the story that happens with the Yevanim, Timbu Kol HaShemanim. So the nace was that it was found. And it wasn't just the nace that it was found. The nace was that something from the future was taken to be used in the present time. The Pach Shel Shemen, which was supposed to be used for the future, for the Osid Lavai, because that's the Ur HaGonaz, as the Bnei Yisrael tells us, the hidden light that was put away at the beginning of creation. The Pasuk says, Vayara Lekim es Ha'or ki toiv vayavdel. Hashem saw the light that it was good, and he separated it, and Rashi says, Gonzoi litzadikim le'osid lover. He put it away for the tzadikim in the time of the future. The time of the future was not in the year 3622, in the midst of Bayis Sheni, after the empire of the Greeks came to an end. But for the purpose of Chanukah, and Chanukah is a taste of the future, Chanukah is the time when, as the Svarim tell us, we experience Yemais HaMashiach, we experience Olam Haba in the 8 days of Chanukah. We were given a taste of it by Hashem revealing to us the Oyer of Melech HaMashiach, which Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Begematria Oyer Melech HaMashiach. That which is supposed to be hidden, Seser means hidden, or Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Begematria Seser. That which is hidden, which is reserved for the future, was revealed in the now, was revealed in the present. And every year on Chanukah, we get a taste of the future. In the 8 days of Chanukah, this miracle occurred, and occurs every year, by Yom HaMohim Bizman HaZeh, and it lasted 8 days, and then it was put away again. It never got used up. And after the 8 days, and then they found natural oil after that, they took the oil of this jug, and they, again, put it away for the future. This idea of that which is hidden becoming revealed, which is the concept of Gal, we find in the parasha, besides the Gal Eid at the end, we find that Yaakov removes the stone from the well, by Yogel es ha'even me'al pi ha'be'er, also a concept of revelation. The well is concealed because there's a rock on it, and Yaakov is the one who removes the rock, Vayogel es ha'evan al pi ha'be'er. The Balaturim brings another pasuk where it says, Vayogel in Tehillim, Vayogel kveidi. The glory of Hashem is revealed, like the way it will be in the future, the nigla kveid Hashem, gilui, gal. Chanukah, we get a taste of that. Chanukah, we taste the hidden light that will be revealed in the future. We get a taste of it now. And so did Yaakov. And when does Yaakov get a taste of that? On his way out of Eretz Yisrael, he's going to Haran. He's leaving the Beis HaMikdash area. He's leaving the confines of Kedusha, and he's going into the outside world. That's the name of the parasha, Vayetze. This parasha is called Vayetze. The entire parasha is Vayetze. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Vayetze. Because what Chanukah does, no other Yom Tov does. Every other Yom Tov, every other mitzvah is performed inside. We don't have the interest of publicizing it or taking it to the streets. Chanukah we take to the streets. Because Chanukah is Yemais HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to go into the street. Mashiach is going to spread the light of the Torah and the mitzvahs to the entire world. No longer is there going to be a boundary between inside and outside. Just as the Greeks, in the negative sense, tried to breach the walls of the Beis HaMikdash and they tried to take the Tumma of the outside and bring it in, Chanukah is totally the opposite, where the Kedusha of the inside is brought out. We light the menorah at the outside, by the entrance, by the doorway, as the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mitzvah lahanicha v'toich asara al Pesach beisoy mi bachutz. Chutz is usually not the place for Kedusha. Chutz is the left side. Chutz is the side of where Esav is. That's the outside world, the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, which literally, the domain of the public domain, belongs to the Sitra Achra, it belongs to the other side, it belongs to the side that is not that of Kedusha. And we perform mitzvahs in Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus of the Yechidai Shalaylam. We perform mitzvahs indoors, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, at home. And only Chanukah is unique in the fact that Chanukah penetrates the outside world. We light the menorah on the left side, below 10 tefachim, which is considered the floor. As the Gemara says, the Shechina never went below 10. Me'olam lo yarda Shechina lamata me'asara. And we illuminate the outside, and it begins, as we mentioned, in the second half of the month, which no other Yom Tov starts in the second half of the month, except for Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the 18th of Iyar, which is also in the second half of the month, when the moon is in concealment mode, when the moon is, at least it looks like, it's diminishing in size, which is the reason why many don't make Chasanas after the 15th of the month. Chanukah is unique, that Chanukah begins in the latter half of the month, just as Lag BaOmer does. Because in the future, in Yemais HaMashiach, there's no difference between the first half of the month or the second half of the month, outside, inside, below 10, above 10, left and right. And Chanukah, we get a taste of that. And so did Yaakov. Yaakov, it says, went to Charan. Vayelech Charana, he went into the outside world, Vayetze, into the world of Charon Afshaloylam. He went into the world where anger, where Hashem is angry with that part of the world. The outside world. A world of confusion, a world full of tumah. And Vayivka Ba'amokim, that's where he encounters the Mokim. He encounters the Beis Hamikdash in Charan. As Chazal tells, the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it here a few times, famous Gemara that explains the entire first part of this parasha, that Yaakov encounters the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash moves to him. Nekra har hamoiria uba'olakan. He went to Charan and he realized that he had passed the Mokim Hamikdash. He said, how could I have passed it and not daven? He turned around to go back. He bumps into the Beis Hamikdash by Yivka Ba'amokim. The Beis Hamikdash is not in its regular place. Not only that, where is Yaakov? Yaakov is on the floor. The Pasuk says, Vayishkav Ba'amokim Hahu. Just as the menorah, the Chanukah candles are lit below 10, on the left side, illuminating the outside, Yaakov, who finds himself now on the outside, he's not in Eretz Yisrael now, he's on the floor, and here's where he has this dream in where he sees Maisa Merkava. He sees the greatest revelations, the revelations that Yechezkel HaNavi sees and Yeshaya HaNavi sees, that which is supposed to be concealed, that which the Gemara says that you're not allowed to teach to a public, you're not allowed to teach the public Sisrei Torah, at least usually you're not allowed. And the Gemara in Tainus asks that there's a contradiction between two Pesukim and Mishlei. One Pasuk says, Yafutsu mai noisecha chutza, that you're supposed to spread your wellsprings to the outside world. When one Pasuk says, not like that, one Pasuk says, Yihiyu lecha levatcha ve'en lezorim itcha, it's supposed to be for yourself, not for others. And there's another Pasuk in Mishlei, Chachmois bachutz toroina, that you are to spread your wisdom on the outside. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says it depends if it's a Talmud Hagun, if it's a Talmud that deserves to be taught even the parts of the Torah that are supposed to stay concealed, you could teach it to him. Normally, though, we do not, and that's what the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Ein Darshan B'Maisa Merkava Ela B'Yachid. Yaakov is experiencing Maisa Merkava over here. We know that Yaakov saw the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher that are on the throne of Hashem, as the Vilna Gaon hints it in the Pasuk, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokim Hazeh, Ochein is Rosh HaTevis, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. He saw the images that Klal Yisrael saw when Hashem gave the Torah and he said, Anoichi Hashem Aloikecha. They saw the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher, and the image of Yaakov Avinu. That's Anoichi is Rosh HaTevis, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov. In fact, that image was originally an axe. And then it was changed to the image of a person. And that's what Yaakov means when he says over here, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokom Hazeh. I always knew that there was Ochein, that there was Aryeh Kruv Nesher, that there was an image of a lion and a child's face and an eagle. But the Anochi, that I am also on that chariot, Lo Yodati, I didn't know that I was there too. And Anochi stands for Aryeh Nesher Kruv Yaakov. I never knew that. So Yaakov is seeing Maisa Merkava over here. And where is he experiencing Maisa Merkava? In Charan, on the floor. He is experiencing the greatest level of Torah in the most the least likely place that you would expect it to be taking place. It's not in the Makom HaMikdash, because the Makom HaMikdash had to move and come to him. It's not in Yerushalayim. It's in Charon, or it's on the way back from Charon. And he's not sitting, he's not standing, he's lying on the floor. And this whole episode here is a metaphor of a time when Klal Yisrael will find themselves no longer in Yerushalayim, when Klal Yisrael will find themselves on the left side, below 10 Tvachim, as David HaMelech writes, Kishocha la'oretz nafshenu, dovka la'oretz bitneinu. There'll be a time that Klal Yisrael, like we see today, literally, we feel like we're on the floor. It can't get any worse. Kishocha la'oretz nafshenu, dovka la'oretz bitneinu. Vayishkat v'amokim ahu. Yaakov finds himself now on the floor. And here's where he dreams, and he's being revealed. Hashem is revealing to him the highest and most, the holiest visions. Chazal tell us all different visions that Yaakov saw. It wasn't just a ladder that he saw embedded in the ground that reached the heavens. He saw all the Goliaths. It says he saw all the empires that are going to enslave Klal Yisrael. He saw the Ketz HaGeula. And he saw Maisa Merkava. So the secrets of the Torah, these are the Sayyidos HaTorah, that which was revealed in the Zohar and in the Sifrei Kabbalah by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and others later on, Yaakov Avinu sees here when he's lying on the floor, when he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, when he's going to Charan. That's where he's encountering such Kedusha. And that's why he's just astonished. And he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, even here, I thought that what I was ochet to see here, I would only see in the Makom HaMikdash. V'anochi le'yodati, I didn't know that I am actually lying in the Makom HaMikdash. I didn't know the Makom HaMikdash is here too. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah is so powerful that it's like as if wherever you light your menorah, it's like as if you're lighting it in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash actually comes to each and every home. Beis HaMikdash is B'gematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu, in the tremendous Kedusha of Matisyahu, was that Matisyahu gave us a Yom Tov where we can experience the Beis HaMikdash anywhere, wherever you are, even in Mumbai, India. We can experience the Beis HaMikdash in every part of the world, wherever we are, even in the most far-flung corners of this planet, which is Charon compared to where Yerushalayim is. And even there, Vayivka b'amokim, a Jew can encounter Hashem everywhere and experience the greatest revelations. And as the Gemara says, that yes, there is a time when Yafutsu Ma'inoisecha Chutzah, when the wellsprings of Torah are going to be spread forth into the outside. Like it says here, Uforatz the Yom of a Kedma of a Tzafayin of a Negba. That's Mashiach. Mashiach is the Poreitz, as the Pasuk says in Micha. Yale HaPoreitz Lefaneinu. He will breach all the boundaries. The Greeks breached the walls around the Beis HaMikdash. Uportzu Chaymais Migdolai. Mashiach is referred to as the Poreitz, as we'll see in the coming parashiyos, Peretz. Mashiach comes from Peretz. Ma Poratz to Olecha Poretz. He broke his way through. No more limitations. There's no such thing as Golus anymore. Golus, Geula, night and day. There are no more limitations. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that breaks all the limitations. So we go into the boundary of Esav, a boundary that we're normally not allowed to go. Esav's boundary is the outside world. Esav was given the Rishus HaRabim. Yaakov was given the Rishus HaYochid. Yaakov is supposed to be in the Beis Medrash. And Esav is in the street. So when do we go to the street? If we have to, we go to the street. But on Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light up the street, to light up the boundary of Esav. We go into the boundary of Esav, the way it'll be in the future, of Olam Moshiach and Behar Tzion and Lishpat Deshar Esav. And the whole idea of Chanukah going into the outside world manifests itself in the jug of oil that was found. In fact, for the first time that oil is mentioned in Chumash, it's right here. Yaakov pours oil on the rock. The Pasuk says, Vayitzayk Shemen Al Roisha. And this is always read as we enter the month of Kislev, the month of Chanukah, the month of oil. Oil is the greatest, the highest liquid. And the Torah, because it's the only liquid that doesn't mix with other liquids. If you do, it'll rise to the top. The Torah is compared to various liquids. Torah is compared to water. One cannot live without water. Torah is compared to wine. Torah is compared to honey. Torah is compared to milk. And Torah is compared to oil. Oil, says in Zohar, is rosin, the secrets of the secrets. Roz is a secret, which is roz is begamatria oir. That's the light that was put away at the beginning of creation. And that was revealed on Chanukah, the 8 days. The Greeks wanted to make us forget. We say in the Nusach of Al-Hanisim, La Hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make us forget the Torah. that there should be a shikchas ha-toyr. We should forget who we are. We should forget the Torah. We should forget Hashem. As Amalek wanted to make us forget. The Yevonim went into in the footsteps of Amalek. And just as Amalek was defeated to some degree in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have a mitzvah that we have to remember what Amalek did and not forget. We have to remember. A Jew has to always remember. On Chanukah, we were zeicher to a new Yom Tov, to the nes that occurred with oil, which oil is the liquid that it fights forgetfulness. As the Gemara says in Hoyrius, that if a person has a difficulty remembering, he should eat, drink oil, whatever, which is the oil in the latkes. Doesn't mean you actually should take oil and swallow it down. There's no bro. You don't even make a bracha on oil. Oil itself is obviously not a drink. But you mix it with food, and as the Gemara says, it's mefafea b'chol dover. The oil travels throughout the entire food that you fry it with, which is one of the advantages of using oil, even though it's not too healthy. But on Chanukah we use it, and on Chanukah we use it in the menorah, and the oil is used to fight the Greeks, because the Greeks wanted to make us forget. The Shemen is for Zikaron. Shemen Zayis is a skula for Zikaron. The Gemara says this. It's not in the book of skulas. Skulas today is a controversial word by many. But the Gemara says that Shemen Zayis is the antidote, right? The anti-shikcha. Shikcha is the same letters as ha-choshech. Choshech is Yavon. The Greeks wanted to make us experience darkness, which darkness is forgetfulness. Everyone knows that when you forget, you experience darkness. Memory is light. When you remember, as the cartoons always have the light bulb that you see lighting up in a person's, the imaginary light bulb, because there's light. When you remember something, there's light. The one who made sure that the Torah will not be forgotten was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who said the Torah will never be forgotten. The Gemara says that there is an opinion, the Torah will be forgotten. HaTorah Asida Sheyishtakeach. The Torah will be forgotten. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yahrzeit is Lag BaOmer, and he says, Chas v'shalom loy tishtakeach Torah miYisrael. The Torah will never be forgotten. And he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, Ki loy si shochach mipi zaroi, which Rav Nachman Breslover says that the Ki loy si shochach mipi zaroi, Yisayfet Tevez Yoichoi. The last letters of Ki loy si shochach mipi zaroi is Yud Vav Ches Aleph Yud, a remes to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one who guaranteed us that the Torah will never be forgotten. But the truth is, it was before him. Yaakov Avinu already made that guarantee. Yaakov Avinu, by pouring oil on the Evan, after Yaakov receives this great revelation in Chutz La'aretz and on the floor, Yaakov decides to prepare us for Chanukah. Yaakov, everyone knows that everything that happened to the Avos, Maaseh Avos, Siman Labanim, whatever happened to the Avos later happens to Klal Yisrael. So whatever happens to Yaakov later happens to the Jewish people. The Jewish people experience galus. The Jewish people experience concealment. They experience darkness. That's why Yaakov is the one who establishes the tefillah of Ma'ariv, which is at night, that even at night we can pray, even at night we can daven. Tefillas Arvis, Vayifka Bamokim, Ain't Pegia El Tefillah, as the Gemara says. So Yaakov prepares us for Chanukah. Yaakov, who goes into galus, Yaakov prepares us for a Yom Tov that occurs at a time of concealment. We perform the mitzvah at night when it's dark, and on the left side, and as we mentioned before, all the details. Vayitzok Shemen al Roisha. So that's why Vayitzok Shemen al Roisha is begematria ki loisi shochach mipi zaroi. Yaakov pours oil and guarantees the future will be that it'll never be forgotten. And where do we see that the Torah was never forgotten? On Chanukah. Chanukah is when the Greeks tried lahashkicham Torasecha. So Hashem says we're going to take something which is really from the future, which is the Pach Shem and Munach b'chaysamay shel Kohen Gadol that was placed under the ground, because that's where it belongs now. It's supposed to be hidden. No one's supposed to see it and benefit from it. It's the Or HaGanuz. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the Or HaGanuz is revealed. And Hashem gave us that light for 8 days, which means literally Hashem gave us the future for 8 days. On Chanukah we are experiencing the future. We are experiencing La'osid Lavoi. La'osid Lavoi is begamatria Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai, his whole life was La'osid Lavoi. He lived a life of the future. Tayrosa Yumnosa, he never worked a day of his life. Not because he was lazy. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai learned Torah day and night. He didn't even stop to daven, it says. He wasn't nafsik even for Shemayna Esrei. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was living a life of the future. He was living La'osid Lavoi. So when Rashi tells us that, based on Chazal, that the Ur HaGonis was put away for Le'osid Lavoi, for the future. It's not just for the future, meaning what's coming soon. It means that even Bizman HaGolis, there are certain times that everyone experiences Le'osid Lavoi. Lag Ba'omer for one, Chanukah another time. Chanukah was actually before Lag Ba'omer. In fact, it's actually hinted in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, as Machloikus Beishamay and Beishil, how do you light the menorah? Do you light the menorah in increased mode or decreased mode? Moisef v'holech or poches v'holech. So according to Beishamay, you light it in decreased mode. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Says Rashi, or the Gemara says actually, why? What's the Machloikus? Keneged Yomim HaNechnosim or Keneged Yomim HaYoytzim? Do we look at how many days are coming or how many days have passed? So Beis Shammai says you look at the days that are coming. So Rashi says ha'asidim lavoi, la'asid lavoi. In other words, then on Chanukah we look at the la'asid lavoi. Especially Beis Shammai says that because Beis Shammai's pechina is la'asid lavoi. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai la'asid lavoi. And the Gemara then later quotes the Mishnah in Bava Kama that says gates hayoytze mitachas hapatish, a spark that is released from a hammer. The hammer is being someone's banging a hammer, a carpenter is banging with a hammer, and sparks fly from the hammer. V'yotza v'hizik, so the Mishnah says, chayiv. The one who bangs the hammer is responsible for any damage that occurs if it causes a fire. And then the Gemara says that if a storekeeper puts a candle outside, and someone who owns a camel with flax on it is walking by, and the candle ignites the flax, so of course the one who put the candle outside is responsible. Says Rabbi Yehuda, b'ner Chanukah putter. But if it's Chanukah, if the ner is Chanukah, you're putter, because he has a right to put it outside. This Mishnah actually is talking about what we just spoke about. It's hinting to what we just spoke about. Getz hayoytze mitachas hapatish. Patish is the same letters as pshat. There is that which is pshat, the literal understanding of chumash, the literal understanding of halacha, which is the Torah that's compared to water, or wine, or even honey, or milk. And then there's that which is below the surface, the secrets of the Torah, the seser, the Ur HaGonis, which is tachas hapatish. And normally the Mishnah says, it's not for everyone, and it can cause a lot of harm. It goes out, v'hizik chayiv, anyone who dares to teach these secrets of Torah in public. We see today that there are those who consider themselves Kabbalists, and they don't even know they don't know anything about anything else. They think they know about Kabbalah, and they teach it to actors and actresses who aren't even Jewish, Rahman al-Islam. And then they go around telling everyone that they know Kabbalah, so to speak. So that's obviously dangerous, and it could have very, very harmful results, which it does. That's not what we're talking about over here, obviously. That's Gates Hayotze Mitachas HaPatish V'yotze V'hizik Chayiv. And normally, if it's outside, it's very dangerous. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, B'ner Chanukah Putter. Ner Chanukah is different. Ner Chanukah may be outside. The light that was revealed on Chanukah, that means the hidden light that was revealed on Chanukah, is the light of the future. And there is, during the 8 days of Chanukah, we are permitted to taste the future. That's okay. There are times that Hashem gives us a taste of the future. Lag B'Omer, for example. Or later on, in the recent generations, we were zeicher through the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya, that these portions of Torah are now becoming revealed. There are big groups in Eretz Yisrael today that are studying it the right way, the Kedusha of Tahara, obviously, with the right Rebbeim and the right Mesorah. Otherwise, it's still usur. Because in the future, Yafutsu Maino Secha Chutsu becomes reality. And the Torah of Mashiach, which is the Torah of the secrets of the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal, everyone asks, what is Mashiach going to reveal? There's not going to be a new Torah. We don't believe in that. That's against the Yud Gimel Ikrim. There's no new Torah. It's the exact same Torah as before. Zayis haTorah loy tehei muchlefes. But yet the Medrash says that the Torah of today is hevel compared to the Torah of the future. Hevel, that means nothing. All the Svarim that we see today, which there are so many Svarim printed today, it's all hevel compared to the Torah of the future. Mashiach is not going to teach anything new. He's just going to reveal that which is today concealed, which we already got a taste of on Chanukah and Lag BaOmer, and through the great tzaddikim who were given the schus, tzaddikim who themselves are from the future already. They're the bechina of La'asid Lavai, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, for example. It says that B'nai Yisrael yoytzim biyod rama. The B'nai Yisrael go out of Golus with a high hand. Unkelah says, Bereish Gali. Tells us the Degel Machne Ephraim, Bereish is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. that in the schus of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai we're going to go out of Golis. Bereishis Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. And Bereishis Begamatria Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom, Rashbi is Begamatria Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that ushered into the world Yemais HaMashiach La'osid Lavoi and the parts of Torah that are normally reserved for the inside. On Chanukah we have permission to go out with that part of the Torah. That's the Ner Chanukah that we light. We don't even realize perhaps what we're doing. We're taking the Lamed Vav Neiros, which is the Or HaGonus that lasted for 36 hours, and we're actually taking it into the street. And we're even allowing Goyim to see it. Even the Goyim see the Chanukah Menorahs. The whole world sees the Chanukah Menorahs. Because on Chanukah it's permitted. The Chanukah we're teaching the world, by the way, this is what's going to be very soon. Soon the entire world is going to be lit up with the light of the future. And that's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end. The end of the parasha talks about Gal Eid, about the heap of stones that separated Lavan from Yaakov. Lavan is the greatest tumah, the tumah of Kfira, the tumah that we are in today. Lavan is the letters Novel. Omar Novel Ein Elohim. The Novel says there's no God. The Novel is the atheist. But he wants you to think he's Lavan. He wants you to think he's white and pure. Lavan is the greatest klipa. Chazal tells us Lavan was worse than Paro even. Lavan bikesh lakor es hakoil. Lavan wants to uproot everything, like Yishmael. What does it say about Yishmael? Yodai bakoil. He wants to uproot everyone and everything. And as we saw in the last week, they're out to get anyone who's not like them, but they're really out to get Klal Yisrael, whether they realize it or not. They're out to get those who are outside, the lamplighters of our generation, who go into the outside world, who are Moisa Nefesh, and go to places where most people wouldn't even think of going, and spread Yiddishkeit in an unprecedented way. And we have to realize that. And it's about time the Klal Yisrael ceases its machloikis and its unnecessary sinas chinam and hatred to other groups, and doesn't recognize the greatness of other groups, and every group has to recognize the greatness of other groups, and tolerate each other once and for all, and stop the machloikis that unfortunately is destroying Klal Yisrael. Perhaps that could be the greatest chus of what happened the last week, where we saw in one room representation from different segments of world Jewry. You had Lubavitch and Satmar, and you had Litvisher, and a non-religious Jew, all in one room, all enjoying each other's company and eating together and using Sfarim together, and it didn't matter who's who or how long the payas were or what kind of hat the person was wearing, because we're all Am Yisrael, we're all Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, and the goal is the same. We all have the same goal, we all have the same interest, just everyone does it a different way, and everyone has to tolerate the other one. And that's what's going to bring Mashiach. Mashiach is Rosh HaTevis Madlik Shmainas Yemei Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Achdus Yisrael, all the Jews united. That's why it's the Menorah. The Menorah is seven stems stemming from Shiva Kneha Menorah. It's all made out of one piece of gold. All of us are one piece of gold. Every single Jew is a part of the Menorah. Some are flower decorations, some are the sphere decorations, some are Gevim, some are Kaftirim, some are Prochim, Ad Yerecha, Ad Pircha, Mikshahi. It all has to be hammered out of one piece of gold. It's all one unit. We're all one unit. It doesn't matter what your affiliation. We're all part of Am Yisrael. And that's what's going to end the Golus. Everyone comes up with all different ideas, and it's very nice, but they're missing the point. The problem today is not, I'm not going to go into the details, the problem today is lack of Achdus, unfortunately. Lavan Bikesh Lakaras Hakoil. He doesn't care what chassid you are. He doesn't care what yeshiva you go to. Yishmael doesn't care whether you're a Lubavitcher chassid or a Satmar chassid or a Litvak or a Mesnagid, if there was such a thing. He doesn't care what you are. He doesn't care what chassidus you belong to. He doesn't care whether you're frum or not either. He cares that all he's concerned in is to remove Bikesh Lakaras HaKoil, Yodai Bakoil, and therefore the Yad Koil Boy. The only way that we get him back is by uniting into Koil. We're all part of this Koil of Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Lailam Abba. And at the end of the parasha, Lavan and Yaakov part for good. Yaakov never sees Lavan again, and that's where the Gal Eid is constructed. The heap of stones that serves as the testimony here, the Eid HaGal Hazer, the Eid HaMatseva, is what separates Lavan from Yaakov. And after this, Yaakov is ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he returns to Eretz Yisrael. That's Lag Va'omer. Lag Va'omer, it says, in Svarim is the Yomtiv that prepares us for Shavuos. Shavuos is the 50th day. Shavuos is Olam Haba. Shavuos is Yemais HaMashiach. Lag BaOmer is the last Hachana. And after this, Yaakov goes to Eretz Yisrael. And so too, Chanukah the same. Chanukah is the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. That's why it's called Chanukah. It occurred in the midst of the year 3622. 214 years after Bayis Sheni was built. It began first with 34 years under Persian rule, then 180 years under Greek rule, and then came the Nes of Chanukah, and then the Jews were independent again. Chazra Malchus LeYisrael, the Rambam considers it a positive thing that even though it was Shevet Levi and the Chashmonaim were not supposed to be kings, but the Rambam says it in a positive way. Even the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says that it was a sin. LeYosef Shevet MiYehuda, and the only ones who are allowed to rule are the Shevet Yehuda, not Shevet Levi, and they were punished later on, and there were no one left from that family. But Chanukah was not just the defeat of the Greeks. Chanukah was independence for Klal Yisrael, no more dependency on the Goyim. They didn't have to deal with the Greeks and the Persians until the Romans came later on. It lasted 103 years. For 103 years, the Malchus of the Chashmonaim lasted. Chanukah brought independence during the Bayis Sheni. It was a new chinuch, it was a preparation for the Bayis HaShlishi, which if they would have been Zoicha, that would have been the Bayis HaShlishi. It was like a new Bayis, because the Greeks contaminated the Beis HaMikdash. They came inside, Timu Kol HaShmanim, and as the Rambam describes what they did, more than just that, the entire Beis HaMikdash was filled with idols, and it was graffiti, it was vandalized. It wasn't destroyed, but it was spiritually contaminated. And the Chashmonaim came in, as we say in the Tefillah, in the Hallelujah, they sort of spiritually reconstructed the Beis HaMikdash. They cleaned it out, they purified it, and prepared it anew, for a new level. In fact, it's like the Bayis HaShlishi, like the Bayis Sheni ends in the year 3622, and that is a new Bayis, the Bayis HaShlishi. Preparation for the Bayis HaShlishi, preparation for the future. That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah, as the Bnei Yisrael says, is the Chinuch for Yemais HaMashiach. It prepares us, it inaugurates us into Yemais HaMashiach, because it's a taste of the future. And therefore, the fact that one parasha, Vayetze, begins with the topic that hints to Chanukah, Yaakov on the floor going outside and being Zoichet to receive the revelation of the secrets of the Torah, and it ends with Lag BaOmer, is one and the same. We know that Amalek also tried to get us to forget, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. As long as Amalek exists, Hashem's throne is not complete, and his name is not complete. On Chanukah we are Zoichet to reinstate the letter Aleph in the word Kes, which becomes Kisei, and the Yud Kei together with Vav Kei, so it becomes Kisei Hashem. Vayetze is Begematria Kisei Hashem, which is also the Begematria Gilad. Gilad, Gal Eid, which is Lag BaOmer, which is the future, which the time when the secrets will be revealed, that's Kisei Hashem. In fact, Hashem says, Mochai Emche Ezecher Amalek. I will erase Amalek. When Hashem erases Amalek, Hashem's throne and his name are complete. Mochai Emche is also Begematria Kisei Hashem. Anoichi Hashem, that's what the Jews heard. The first two words that they heard from Hashem were Anoichi, Anoichi Begematria Kisei, Anoichi Hashem. But Amalek, and as long as Amalek is around, and as long as there's Tumah in the world, the Aleph is missing and the Vavke are missing. On Chanukah we get a taste of the future in which, when the throne will be complete, and that's Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava, which Yecheskel HaNavi saw, and Yeshaya HaNavi saw, and Yaakov sees over here, is he sees, it says, Ha'odam Yoshev Al HaKisei, he sees Kaviyachal Hashem sitting on the throne. The throne is complete. That's what Klal Yisrael saw when they stood by Har Sinai. And if they would have continued, if they would have stayed on that level, they wouldn't have made the Egel, which is the ox. Kisvu lechem al keren hashor, she'en lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael, as the Medrash says, that the Greeks wanted to remind sort of Hashem, to remind Hashem of the Chet HaEgel. Kisvu lechem al keren hashor. Keren hashor is Begematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu is Mesake in Chanukah. Chanukah is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, and for Chet Eitz Hadas, and for that which Amalek wanted to accomplish, to chas v'shalom decrease Hashem's name from Yudkei Vavkei to plain Yudkei, and to remove the Aleph of Kisei, and so it became Kes Yudkei instead of Kisei Havaya, Kisei Hashem. And Chanukah, which is again Yemais HaMashiach, we experience the Kisei Hashem. And this happens when we're outside. Vayetze. We have to go out in order to do that. We have to go into the world of Esav. We have to go into the outside world, which is on the left side, below Ten Tfachim. Mishatishka hachamo, and the sun sets. Like over here, the pasuk says, Kivo Hashemesh. The sun sets suddenly. Rashi says, Shaka chama pisoim shalai ba'inasa. The sun set suddenly, and it wasn't supposed to. It was in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden the sun set, and Yaakov was forced to lie down. Shkias hachama. That's when we light the menorah. Mishatishka hachama. And just as the sun sets suddenly, so too the future will come suddenly. The geula will come suddenly. The pasuk says in Zechariah, Pisaim yavai ha'adain. Suddenly. We live in a time when everything happens suddenly. You hear, I mean, there was a breaking news with music that suddenly something happened. Everything today is suddenly. Everything today is Pera Adam. The Pera Adam of our generation does things suddenly. There's no Seichel. We live in a generation that we are, in Golus Yishmael, I shouldn't use the word unique, but what Yishmael specializes in is that he's able to attack us suddenly, when we're unexpected. Hesach Hadas. It's unexpected. Because this is the last Golus. It's the unexpected Golus which prepares us for the Geula, which is going to come unexpectedly. It's going to come suddenly. That's why you have to be ready any minute, because you don't know when it's going to happen. Pisaim Yavai Ha'adain. Pisaim Yavai Ha'adain El Heichal Hashem. Just like Shaka Chama Shalai B'Ainasa Pisaim, so too the Zrichas Hashemesh will be Pisaim. It could happen at any time, and we have to always be ready for that. And especially now that we're in the month of Kislev, which is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin is the one in whose portion of land the Beis HaMikdash was built. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof is Begematria Har HaMoiria. That's the Har HaMoiria that Rashi tells us here, that the Gemara says, moved to Yaakov Avinu. The Beis HaMikdash came to him. Binyamin is the portion of land in which the Beis HaMikdash was built, which is where Hanukkah occurred. Hanukkah is the only Yom Tov that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. Purim, for example, happened in Persia. Pesach in Mitzrayim, Shavuos on Har Sinai, which is also not in Eretz Yisrael. The only Yom Tov that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, even though it permeates, it penetrates the outside and the left, and it goes when all the Yom Tov goes, yet Hanukkah happened in Eretz Yisrael. Hanukkah happened in Yerushalayim, which is the place of Yamin. Imeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yamini. And it happened in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the portion of land of Binyamin, Benyamin. That's the power of Hanukkah, because it comes from such a high place. Therefore, it's able to go so low, and it's able to affect even the lowest neshamas, neshamas that don't even know, like those Israelis that go to Mumbai, India for vacation. They live in Eretz Yisrael, in the holiest place, but they're not turned on to Yiddishkeit in Eretz Yisrael. Their encounter sometimes, the first encounter that these, unfortunately, these Nebuch neshamas that were affected by all the assimilation and the other isms that unfortunately affected them, even being in Eretz Yisrael, so sometimes they have to go outside to encounter the Beis HaMikdash. They found Yiddishkeit in Mumbai, India, or they found Yiddishkeit in Thailand, or they find Yiddishkeit in California rather than in their own hometown. That's where Vayivka Bamakim, that's the power of Hanukkah. Hanukkah brings Kedusha to every far-flung corner of the world. And we hope that, Mirtz Hashem, this year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyim Al Tzorei Seinu Dai, enough Tzorei's, Klal Yisrael suffered enough, and we should get the message and unite together with the entire Klal Yisrael and Bizoicha to see Aaron HaKoyim lighting the base, the menorah and the base HaMikdash, HaShlishi, this Hanukkah, Mirtz Hashem.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it, so that he can continue that site.